Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. And the column I'm going to read for now was submitted to the Butte Weekly on January the 15th of this year. And it raises a question. A tax on billionaires, is that possible? This was written on Martin Luther King Day by Erica Payne, the founder and president of Patriotic Millionaires. She released an update on the financial health of our ruling plutocracy. She included a particularly apt quotation from Martin Luther King, quote, "God never intended for one group of people to live in superfluous, inordinate wealth, while others live in abject, deadening poverty," unquote. Erica Payne wrote, "While many of us were gathered today to study and celebrate Dr. King's life and legacy of justice, our friends at Oxfam released an explosive new report. It was entitled Survival of the Richest. It reveals the world's wealthiest 1% accumulated $42 trillion of new wealth since 2020. That's trillion with a T. So while most Americans are tightening their purse strings and feeling the daily pain of record-high inflation, billionaires like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, they're both watching their riches increase and paying almost no taxes. 63% of all wealth gains since 2020 have gone to the top 1%, with just 37% going to the other 99%. Meanwhile, at least 1.7 billion workers now live in countries where inflation is outpacing wages, and over 820 million people, roughly 1 in 10 people on Earth, are going hungry. The World Bank says we are likely seeing the biggest increase in global inequality and poverty since World War II. Remember, that war ended in 1945. Well, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't need to accept a world where 63% of all wealth gains go to the top 1%. We don't need to accept a world where billionaires like Warren Buffett pay almost no taxes whatsoever as their fortunes skyrocket. We can do better. And we do that by pursuing a tax agenda that is specifically aimed at shrinking inequality instead of asking more and more from working people and less from the wealthiest Americans. Just last year, President Joe Biden introduced the billionaire minimum income tax that will ensure that every household worth over $100 million is paying an effective tax rate of at least 20% on their total income each year. This billionaire minimum income tax would make the ultra-wealthy pay taxes on the growth in their investments every year, just like the rest of us pay taxes on our wages. It enjoys broad support from the American public, with approximately three-quarters of voters, including a majority of independents and Republicans, supporting that bill introduced by Biden. Excessive billionaire wealth is destabilizing our economy, our politics, and our society. By demanding more taxes from the super-rich, we can both reduce inequality and curb the destructive political influence that billionaire wealth has had on our democracy in recent years. Congress must make billionaires pay what they owe, but they won't do it without hearing from the voters. Erica included within her informative message the request that click here to send a direct message to Congress telling them to pass the billionaire minimum income tax now. And of course I did. Erica ended her letter thusly, quote, Thank you for all you do to defend democracy and fight inequality. Well, I want to thank you, Erica, for an education that you continue to give me. So this is George Waring saying thanks for listening and thanks for being there this fall in giving me a honk.